Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This is a makeup show because we missed the last week's show. Today we will be talking about out-creation, out-creating yourself, others, and the world. On the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information can be found on the Clearing Statement at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good. What should we create today, Danielle?
An episode on out-creation. I have quite a few good processes here.
Okay, good.
I had I went through some stuff, like paperwork and whatnot. As an overview, we'll be talking about boredom, out-creation, and being out of control.
Okay. Oh, good.
First question I'd like to present to everyone, and this is kind of a question you should ask. Like, if you have a list of questions you start your day with, like, who am I and what grand and glorious adventure can I have today? And whatever other questions you might ask yourself in the morning, here's a good one to add to it. And it's, what's it going to take to out-create myself today? And everything that doesn't allow me to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Another one to add to said list is, what's it going to take to out-create everyone who inspires me today? And everything that is, that doesn't allow me to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And if there's anybody who particularly inspires you, say Gary Douglas or Dr. Dane or Elizabeth Gilbert, they don't have to be Access people, your favorite, if you're a musician and whatever musician you who really inspires you, you can throw your, like, what's it going to take for me to out-create just because I can't think of anyone else, Gary Douglas, today. And everything that doesn't allow me to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And
cool.
There was a friend of mine posted a video. She's at the SOP, Symphony of Possibilities, with Dr. Dane right now. And she posted this a couple days ago, but she was talking about, are you willing to create even the ones you've decided were more powerful or better than you? So, and that's actually something that just came up when I was saying, what would it take for me to out-create Gary Douglas? And I guess somewhere in my world, I've made him more powerful than me. And I guess that's probably, who cares what that is? But everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And in the video she posted, she talked about how once you start out-creating someone, you might have judged as more than you or better than you or greater than you or more powerful than you, you start this kind of game, you jump ahead of them. And then they're like, oh, what did Danielle do? And then they jump ahead of you. And then you're like, I'm going to out-create them. And you jump ahead of them again. And it creates this game of like leapfrog. And that's even something you can, like, even when asking to out-create yourself, like, what's it going to take for me to out-create myself today? You start playing a game of leapfrog with yourself. So all the fun energy that brings up, I don't think I need to destroy and uncreate anything. Just that's a nice energy. Anything you have to say, Lori?
No, I love that. I love that. And it's the piece about making people greater than you. I noticed in my life a few years ago, like, I had the awareness, holy crap, I've made everyone greater than me. So it's been, and then if you make people greater and you make yourself smaller, then it becomes this unequal energy. So I love the leapfrog of making it greater for your, creating more for yourself. And I've been playing in the field of keeping the energies 50-50, not making someone greater than you or you're lesser than them. And then because it creates a discordance. I've noticed the discordance. I'm still practicing that one. So that's been a really a gift to my life is to see where I was making everyone. I was making, and I know that's like a basic thing. But nothing has authority outside of yourself, and so it was a little put me into a gasping, and one could say a beyond, where you like all of a sudden get a big telephone bill and it's $500, and you go, ugh. So when I had the awareness of how much I had been giving everyone else, my authority was a big ugh. And so now it has been me becoming more empowered, me digging into those layers, and it's actually been fun and easier on me because it hasn't been, I've had the discovery, it's not just this lifetime, but there's a lot of energies that have been tied up for a long time. So that it takes the stress off of being like, oh, I created all this in one lifetime. So, oh, there you go. It comes back to, so would you be willing to out-create yourself from any lifetime, in any time, space, and dimension? Would you play in the leapfrogging of yourself without creating anything you've ever created, playing in the field of possibilities and bringing that to this planet at this time? How much fun could you have with that? Without creating yourself in any lifetime.
So everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine strokes, boys and beyond. And when there was something in your, one of the questions I found while I was looking is, and your conversation just made this one ping for me. When you start to perceive other people's projections, expectations, separations, judgments, and rejections, instead of avoiding it, would you be willing to keep going and have fun with other people's stuff? And everything that doesn't allow you to do that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I've been having a problem with slipping into other people's universes lately. And sometimes it's very obvious, but like when it's somebody I'm very familiar with, like say a family member or a close lover or something, it's a little harder to differentiate my reality from theirs. So everything that doesn't allow you to be fully aware of your own reality, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be fully aware of your reality, your expansive, magical reality for all eternity with total ease? And
yes,
everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was great. That was great. Nope.
Okay.
And I love that, what you were just saying about when you have this, it's a sense of some anger or energy that it's you're like, I'm not angry, but that awareness of it, and I like that piece of, instead of avoiding it and like, no, I don't want to know what that is allow the energy to float through you like an open window and play with it. Like, oh, that's kind of, here they come. They're going to be pissed off. So, there's a piece about angry people. It's counter to intuitive what we've been trained to, but you lower your barriers and let the energy and get bigger and let like the molecules of your body become big, and just like in a Matrix, let all the anger go right through you. That scene in the Matrix where he gets faster, but pretty soon he doesn't even have to be fast to avoid it. He just lets it go right through, and that way, anger. Someone who's flinging anger at you, you don't give them that authority over you. It is more 50-50. And so drop your defenses and barriers. And if you put your barriers up, then they have something to ping against you. So a practice of dropping your barriers and being soft and let the energies go right through you. It's like a Qigong thing or a defense thing. They usually move to the side. But this is a different, being a huge space, the energy space and consciousness, to allow it to go through you. And not stick in you. It's kind of a fun concept or a fun energy to play with.
Yes, very fun energy to play with. Another process. I have two more processes you should add to your like morning questions, and that I really like this one. What energy space? I'm sorry. Were you done?
Well, I was going to just say that brings all this whole conversation. I'm realizing it's been like a flow coming out of me, but that for me will help me create something greater for me to not be at the affect of everything that comes at me. It will really make it simpler for me and more fun, create a lot more fun and ease for me to create more in my life, because I have had this reaction and then kind of falling apart. So I have made mountains out of molehills. So I'm using these tools to create something greater with total more ease, and that I'm excited and am committed to living in that magic and creation. So go ahead. There you go.
Okay. What energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to outcreate ourselves with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. And what's it going to take for me to out-create the world today? And wow,
nice.
That's a nice energy.
Yeah.
And everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
That's
and
really
if
nice.
You're okay with it, I would like to kind of talk about boredom and how if you're a humanoid and you don't have enough going on, sometimes that will kind of stop your creations. Like, you'll just get bored and just not create anything. So what can you add to your life today to keep you creating and creating today right away? And everything that is and doesn't allow you to be nor perceive it, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. And that's good. And the adding to your life, there's been a real awareness and like asking things to add its energy to you. So instead, like if you started to add painting to your life, or learning a language, it's just doing that task. Energy, that creative energy, and asking that to be a contribution to your other businesses. So instead of it being a separate, oh, I'm going to go do my art now, oh, I'm going to go ride a horse now, I'm going to go ride my bike now, oh, I'm going for a walk now, it's like these energies can be brought together. Oh, how much would create? And the question, what would be created if I play in the energy of language? Learn, play in the energy of what business is about, and add these energies of business, of play, of learning, and tapping into those. As like it's life is a symphony of possibilities, and I and my have put different my different tasks into boxes. Like, oh, my family's a box. Oh, my car's a box. Oh, my business. In fact, I've been taught that. So instead of them being boxes that are separate, it's the symphony of energy brought together. Oh, what would art add to that creative energy of art add to my business? Oh, what would be taking a hot bath add to my business? Oh, what would playing with the dog energy contribute to my life? Go ahead.
Everywhere you've made your life into a bento box. And
yes.
Compartmentalized everything in your life. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow that, just right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure I'm the only one who's ever done that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, cool. So keep going. What else? Thank you, Danielle. What else? What's next?
I think we've covered boredom pretty well. It was just kind of something to hit upon. So being out of control is a place you can really unleash your creative energies. By controlling ourselves, we sometimes cut ourselves off from the artistic, the allowance and the flow of the universe. So when you are out of control, you get to truly know yourself as a creator. So one of my favorite processes that we've shared on many shows, and you should most people should probably loop this, what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricities for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds? And I'm going to run that one again because it's always heavy. What energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricity for all eternities? Everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yay, thank you.
And what have you made so vital, valuable?
That one can be run a lot. That one is something that can really, that can add to your life.
Yeah.
That whole state, that whole clearing. Go ahead.
And I guess just to, like, talk about that clearing a little bit, like, to be, so we talked about what being out of control is. Being out of definition would be to, like, you know, not have it. Definition, by definition alone, is limitation. And then you, to let go of your limitations. Form, structure, and significance would be like, say, we've created a lot of form and structure around our hopes and dreams. And like we have a very, we think it's supposed to show up a different way. And we've formed things in our minds and made things significant in our minds and given things structures in our mind for how they're supposed to show up. So when you let go of all of that, it's another thing that puts you back into that universal flow. This process is really about putting you into the flow and letting go of your mind. And your mind is really, linearity is another one of those things, because you think, example I can think of for that, like say you're playing the original Mario game and you think you have to go through all like 20 worlds there were, but to like kind of get out of linearity, there's these little shortcuts where you can skip from world 1 to 5. I don't know the exact sequence you can go in, and then from world 6 you can skip to 10 and yada yada yada. So it's kind of taking yourself out of that linearity of it's got to go this way, it's got to go this way, and just letting it show up. So, that brings me to another process.
Can you run that? Yeah, can you run that one again? Because I'm sort of stuck
absolutely.
In this, my mind, kind of, I'm in the unconscious place right now. Do that again, please.
What energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, and significance, out of linearity, out of concentricities for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, call nine, shorts, boys, and beyond?
Cool.
And what have you made so vital, valuable, and real, and valid about never allowing your body to be out of control that stops it from being all that it can be? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, call nine, shorts, boys, and beyond?
What's coming up for me is some of these processes, we've been doing this control thing for a long time. So when one of these processes rings for you, you might have to run it for a while, create a loop and let it run just nonstop during the day, during night, and to unlock, it creates a space and an unlocking in your being of everywhere you have crunch yourself down in control. So this might take a little while. And if it does take you a while to unlock the stuff, it's not a big deal. Do what it takes to change something.
Yeah, that is a great point, because I kind of have an expectation, like I've ran this process 10 times. That should be all the layers, but we have been creating these layers of crap for trillions of years. And it, you know, some things are going to take, like there's some processes they suggest you run it for 30 days. So what would that contribute to your life to run this process for 30 days?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I've heard him say to some people, run it for 2 or 3 months and you'll be okay. And you think, oh my God, 2 or 3 months. But actually in the concept of your life, that's not a very long time. That's one TV series of shows. And you run it, and you can run it in the morning and in the evenings. I've heard people say they've only did it 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, and it completely got rid of the distractor implants. I throw a little challenge out. What would it create in your life if you did one of these, just pick one of these processes and did it, or ran it, had it, created a loop and let it run for 21 days?
Just 21 days, not 30?
Well, you can do 21. You can do 30. I was thinking of a 21-day challenge, but we could do 30. That's right.
That's funny. I just joined a 21-day challenge, too. 21 days to a yoga body. We'll see how that is.
So 21 days, and you, too, have a yoga body. I always wanted to have a porn star body. I was like, yeah, we were porn stars. Always. Anyway. That's my point of view on it.
Are you saying a yoga body is synonymous with a porn star body? What?
What did you say? Someone who you aspire to. So there's some of those porn stars that I would aspire to their bodies.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
What would it take for me to outcreate the porn stars today?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot.
Yeah,
all that stuff was and beyond.
Yeah, they didn't wrap things up for you. Yeah, would you just sort of create that, please? All the judgments and all the wrongness of the porn stars. Oh, and the sluts of the world.
And how many lives have I been a sex worker?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the wrongness and like, oh, no. And all the judgment that they're making their money by having sex.
Yeah.
Just try to create that, please. Good and bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all those explosions in the end. Okay.
What do you know that is so rebellious and so disobedient and so crazy and so out of control and so orgasmic that if you were doing it in a different lifetime, they would take you down to the town square and burn you? Probably a sex worker. And everything is, and everything that brings up across all lifetimes, dimensions, and realities, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. I'm going to do that one more time. What do you know that is so rebellious and so disobedient and so crazy and so out of control and so orgasmic and so hedonistic that if you were doing it in a different lifetime, they would take you down to town square and burn you alive? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive what you knew once upon a time in another lifetime, dimension, or reality, will you destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Cool. Yeah, good one.
Huh. And all of the limitations you have created upon you have put upon yourself based on the actions and things you knew in other lifetimes that got you killed, and you don't want to do that again, and so you're holding yourself back. Will you destroy and uncreate all of those?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Go ahead.
No, that's great. Yeah, all these are limitations that are not allowing you to outcreate yourself. And by outcreating yourself, it really means like, what projects you can bring into the world, what energies you could add to the world, what contributions of energy could you be to calls or to classes or by creating calls or by contributions or to, meaning who could, what clients could you facilitate, and whatever else it is in your life that you know, that's just right there, it wants to be created that you never have acknowledged before, and it's ready to pop, be brought into the world. Child, are you ready to bring into the world? Not physically, child, but what's What project, what baby, what child?
What creation are you here to birth?
Yeah, exactly.
Or not necessarily, and don't make it a life purpose, because you're like, be a little more freeing with it than that. But
yeah, even more. Yeah.
What
got
can
a little
you create?
Drop. Yeah. Yeah. What could you create with more fun than ever before? And what if your job of creating on this planet is to be joyful? What joy
yes.
can you bring to the planet? Cool.
What hedonistic glory can you bring to the planet?
Yes, exactly. How can you outcreate your hedonistic joy greater than you ever created in any other lifetime? I love that.
Yeah.
All righty. How do we feel? Feel pretty good on that.
Feel good.
Light
I'm
and
safe.
Fluffy. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. We're a couple minutes short, but I'm really excited. It feels complete.
You're going to go create some stuff?
Yeah, exactly. And
okay,
you can find Danielle. Go ahead, in Michigan.
Okay, go ahead.
Danielle Claudia Bear, B-E-A-U.
Nope. It's www.danielleclaudia.com.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
I
listen to you
name.
Every week. I got it. Really, I'm paying attention. And Danielle can be found in the Traverse City area. And she could even go to Upper Michigan if anyone requires her amazing talent.
I can even go to Europe if you find me enough people. I'll travel anywhere.
Exactly. Line them up.
And Lori can be found in the Denver area.
Exactly. And I can go anywhere in Colorado. So, folks, look us up, and thank you so much for listening to this call. I hope it was a contribution to you. And go out, create yourself. It's asking that question. Yeah, it's asking that question. You don't have to know what it looks like. It's asking the question gets the ball rolling. How can I outcreate myself today? That's a choice. I'm choosing to outcreate myself. All right, universe, show me what magnificent thing I can bring to this planet. And you don't have to mind fuck yourself and try to know what it is before you started. The choice. You start, you ask, you start making demands and see what shows up. So don't stop yourself by thinking, I don't know what it is. It's like, you do know. There is, what do you know? And you go for it. You ask and choose and start following what shows up, what begins to perceive itself in front of you, what you begin to perceive. So have fun, folks. Go out, create the world.
Bye.
Bye.